everyone. My name's Olivia. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from hurts from past sexual abuse, people-pleasing, and fear of man. Growing up, my parents had a vision of who they wanted their daughter to be, and I seemed to be just the opposite of that. I was sexually abused by my father at a young age, which led to pain and confusion early on in my life. I felt like I was never good enough, and I quickly developed unhealthy coping mechanisms. Early on, I turned to pornography, masturbation, and alcohol as a way of numbing my pain. I also became extremely codependent on my friends, and my happiness was solely dependent on the amount of attention I would get from them. I grew up going to church, but only because that's what everyone else did. I knew God existed, but I didn't know him. I always told myself that I would accept Christ on my deathbed, so I wouldn't have to follow the rules, but I'd still get into heaven. By the time college came, I was in a terrible cycle of my sin. I couldn't attend any social events sober because I was afraid people wouldn't like me. I believed my only purpose with men was for sexual reasons. I was doing anything and everything to receive attention from men and women just so I could feel an ounce of worthiness. I was filled with guilt and shame. I was truly miserable in my sin. After another shameful weekend, my friend told me I needed to see a counselor, and I took her up on it. By the grace of God, I chose a Christian counselor who began to share God's unconditional love for me. That was the first moment I started to believe that God might want something to do with me. As the years went on, I felt God nudging me closer and closer to him, but I was so afraid to surrender. I knew I would have to change my lifestyle, and although I was miserable in it, I was comfortable, and it was all I knew. Finally, one day after listening to a sermon online, I surrendered my life to God. I told him I was afraid and asked him to change my heart. At that moment, I had so much peace, and it felt good to finally let go. Shortly after this, and right before grad school, I was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. At first, I got a taste of God's peace, but I continued to numb myself with alcohol, pornography, masturbation, and codependency. At that time, my codependent friendship had turned into a same-sex relationship. I was so confused. I knew it was wrong, but I finally felt loved and worthy. It was truly like a drug, but the high never lasted long enough. When that relationship came to an end, I felt like I was at my rock bottom. I had no other choice but to turn to God. At this time, I began to truly study God's word. It wasn't until I read it myself in the Bible that I actually understood God's love for me. I finally understood that God had been chasing me this whole time. Before I was born, he chose me. God knew I would sin and run away from him countless times, yet he still sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for my dirtiest sin. When I attended Regeneration, God provided me with community, and I firsthand experienced the healing that comes with confession. I found myself confessing these habitual sins weekly. I was shameful and embarrassed, but I was always met with prayer, love, and truth. Over time, God gave me the strength to fully surrender pornography, masturbation, codependency, and finally alcohol. Alcohol was the last thing to go. I thought I could moderate with my own strength, but I found it always led to drunkenness, isolation, and temptation of other sins. My relationship with God has only gotten stronger in my sobriety. I can now confidently proclaim I am a child of God, redeemed and restored only by the grace of God. Not only am I in 6 years remission of my cancer, but also almost 2 years sober from alcohol. Praise God. I used to believe that being a Christian meant following a book of rules and living a restricted life. But after fully surrendering to the Lord, I have never been more free. I now know my worth is found in God alone, not because of anything I've done, but because of the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 2:24 through 25 states, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls." My life is now by no means perfect. I still try to earn my worth through people-pleasing, and I'm still tempted to fall back into old patterns. I have to live one day at a time, surrendering each day to the Lord. But I now have a new life in Christ. I am no longer a slave to my sin or defined by it. I now know myself as a child of God who loves me and gave his life for me. God has now given me an opportunity to lead a step group of women through regeneration. He has also given me the courage to forgive my dad and share the gospel with my family. The same-sex relationship I was in has been restored, and she is now my sister in Christ. What seemed impossible, God made possible through Jesus Christ. If you are here tonight, God has you in this room for a reason. He is pursuing you and wants a relationship with you. If I can encourage you in any way, please know that it is 100% worth it to follow Jesus. Paul states in Philippians 3, 7 through 8, "But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ." Whatever you are holding on to or are afraid of, I encourage you to let go of that tonight. Go all in with Jesus. You are never too broken or damaged for him. He accepts you as you are with open arms. He will never leave you or forsake you. He wants to give you a new life in him. My name is Olivia. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from hurts from past sexual abuse, people-pleasing, and fear of man, and to God be all the glory.